my name is Jill Anderson, and I'm a tester on the InfoPath team. Today I'm going to show you how you can use the new Server Info class in InfoPath to relativize your form submit for forms that have been published to a SharePoint server. The Server Info class, when called from custom code, pulls in and gives you any information you need about the SharePoint server where your form code has been published to. So to start with, I'm going to show you the City Power and Light time card. This initially pulls in employee data from a SharePoint list. Then I can go ahead and fill in the amount of time that I've worked for the week, calculate my totals, and finally submit my form to another form library on the same SharePoint server. So, as you can see, here's the time card that I've submitted to the SharePoint server with all of my information that I entered. To show you how I set up my custom submit, I'm going to go into InfoPath, and I'm going to insert a custom submit into my InfoPath form. So I'm going to copy and paste some code that I've already created into my submit handler. And right here you can see how I've used the Server Info class to set the folder where my form will be submitted to. So now that I've done that, I'm going to go ahead and publish my form back to the SharePoint server. Now I'm going to take the time to show you how you can migrate your form code and your SharePoint site from one server to the next. So starting on the first SharePoint server, I'm going to save out my XSN. And then I'm going to actually export my entire site collection. So now we need to go ahead and save that template as well. Now, on my other SharePoint server, I need to make sure to upload the form code and the XSN first before I upload my site collection. So once both of those have been uploaded and activated, I can create a new site based on my site from my other SharePoint server. Okay, I'm going to create an employee. And now I'm going to load my form template again. As before, it loads my employee data. I can fill in the number of hours I've worked through the week. And I can submit my time card. And as before, we can see that my time card got submitted into the submitted time card form library. So now you have seen how you can use the new Server Info class in InfoPath to relativize form submits for forms that you have published to a SharePoint server. Thanks for watching.